Are we sure it's okay?
Sorry. Steve and Jill here. We're keeping it.
Oh, good. All right. Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt. Fighting, I don't know if it's a summer cold or what it is, and broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
After all, we are just real people.
We are.
We don't just have this show.
Right.
We have life. Today, Jill and I talk about choosing your land acquisition niche specialization. I like this topic a lot. Before we get into
wordy.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay.
And this question's long.
Thank you for prefacing that. Joe asks, "Hi all. I wanted to provide an update on my first mailer. I joined Land Academy as a silver member in mid-December, and my first mailer went out the first week in January.
Right.
Last week, I received a call from a seller, and his message was clear. I accept your offer. During due diligence, I found out that he owned 4 more properties in the same area. I called him back to discuss the other properties, and he agreed to sell them all. Now for the best part. I purchased 5 parcels, 39.4 acres in total, for $16,000.
Just like yesterday's.
All 5 of the parcels are over 4 acres, and the cheapest 4-acre parcel for sale in the area is $49,000 on land.
Oh my gosh. He's going to make a quarter of $1 million
right?
here.
The cheapest 4-acre property sold in the last 6 months went for $42,000. Recent comps suggest that at least one of the parcels has a market value of over $100,000.
These are the kinds of deals Jill and I do.
I paid $3,000 for it. Insanity. One of the other parcels is 8.1 acres and does not have road access, but is accessible by ATV via an old logging trail. I wasn't thrilled about this one, but I wanted to go easy on the seller for giving me such a smoking deal, so I just bought them all.
That's the right thing to do.
The most significant challenge I have faced thus far is trusting technology. Google Earth, GIS, instead of going to look at the property myself. My wife says I have control issues, but she never, this is so good, but she never says what I want her to say anyway. Deep down, I know that I'll never be able to scale this business if I don't learn to trust Google Earth and my data.
Yeah.
Biggest
your wife's
win,
right.
Besides the insane ROI potential in this deal, is I didn't go to look at the properties, even though they're less than an hour from my house.
Oh, I might go look at it.
I love it. I love his wife, too. This is great. Perhaps my experience... Perhaps I'm experiencing beginner's luck.
Nope, you're not. No. This is how it goes.
But I've been sending out a mailer every 2 weeks and plan on sending out 6,000 on Monday, so only time will tell. I have a background working with Nielsen data and have been pricing consumer packaged goods for different markets for over 15 years.
You're made for this.
So I felt comfortable with my analysis. I've even gone as far as running linear regressions on the data set to determine what the cost per acre would be in a perfect competition for a neighborhood. Is that relevant or necessary?
It's absolutely relevant. Yeah. And if you're comfortable doing that kind of stuff, you will dramatically succeed over the next guy. Because that's the kind of stuff I do.
Exactly. I'm not sure how this fits in. It says, hell no, but if anyone is going to be an expert on pricing on this area, I want it to be me.
Good.
Believe it or not, I'm an extrovert and I have been in sales all of my life. So if anyone is struggling to get their first mailer out, feel free to reach out.
Good.
I may not be able to help you get from 2 to 100, but I'd happy to help you get from 0 to 1. I appreciate everyone who contributes on the forums. I've learned a ton by lurking through your posts. Bring on House Academy. I love it. At the very bottom, please, just a taste. I want to quit my job by the end of 2018. Wait, what's the name again?
Joe.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome post, Joe. I can't, again, say how valuable, and I had no idea that our landinvestors.com online community would be.
Yeah.
I'm so flippin' happy.
Me too.
It's so good. I knew it. I knew we needed to, you know, it felt right when, and I remember Claire was one of the people instrumental in the beginning saying, we need to be able to talk to you guys. We need to be able to, you know, chat. And so, you know, here came the online community, and now, gosh, the stuff that's going on in there is awesome.
That's just a fantastic comment. I mean, you know, for the last 2 days, we haven't really had a question. We've had Thank you, comments.
I know. So yeah, where was the question?
Make a court.
I don't think there was a question. Yeah.
Spring on Land Academy.
Yeah.
You know,
just
that
a chase? That was the question.
I mean, House Academy.
It's coming. That's so great.
It's awesome, Joe. Great
work.
Did
everything right. And you know, and I love that feel. Here's the thing. I remember Joe's feeling. I remember thinking that, all right, this is it. This is the one off. I'm never going to hit this again.
Yep.
And then a few months later, you're like, oh, it happened again. You're like, all right, now that's it. I've had my two. It can't happen again. And then a little while goes on, and you're like, oh, shucks, it happened again.
We just got three properties in LA County in today. They're each 5 acres. They're all like infill lots. We're buying them for 15 grand total. We'll sell them for, I mean, we'll make an easy 100,000 bucks. Probably, yeah. Actually, probably a lot more. We might even list those on the MLS. So, and look, this is off of a mailer from like 2008. So to answer your question, is it just luck? Heck no.
Right.
It's intentional. Do you hit a home run like that all the time? No. But you hit singles all the time.
Right.
Or you don't buy it.
Exactly.
It's pretty simple stuff.
Love it. That was so awesome. And he did the right thing too, buying all the properties, take them all off the guy. And that's a good tip. When you have multiple properties, you can negotiate a better price per acre when you're buying a bunch like that or bigger properties.
Hey, if they're all adjacent, all those properties, all five of them, and you're having one in the center that doesn't have access, but it relies on the other, one of the other ones or two of the other ones, make sure you file for an easement. It's real simple. And then they have that you just created access for yourself.
Perfect.
You probably already know that.
Good tip. I love it.
Today's topic, choosing your land acquisition niche specialization. Say that three times, Joe.
Right.
This is the meat of the show.
Toy boat.
Do you ever see Bugsy Siegel, Ben Siegel, the movie? Where he says, he's prepping to speak and he says, 20 dwarves did turnstiles while standing on the carpet. That's how he would prep, like, before he went. He would say that 100 times or 10 times before he would speak.
That's fine. I didn't know that one, no.
Why do I remember stupid stuff?
I don't know. Just to impress me. I'm impressed.
Do I impress you anymore at all?
Yes,
you
do.
Or you just really kind of can't be bothered with
you
the
do.
Whole
you do in ways that I can't say on the air. How's that?
Wow.
Are you feeling good? Your face is red.
Yeah, you made me blush just now.
Wow, that was good.
Wow, I didn't know I could blush anymore.
Yeah. That's really good.
Choosing your land acquisition niche specialization. Let's list them. There's a relatively useless desert property with no access. That's a good niche for some people. No, I'm just kidding. You don't want to buy that kind of property.
Right.
Although we've purchased our share of it.
Yeah.
There's infill lots in the inner city that you can't spend a dollar on if you tried. People give it away. You don't want that niche, right? There's two niches you don't want. You do not want inner city infill lots in the Rust Belt specifically. I can say that because I'm from Detroit. And you don't want middle of nowhere desert like in Imperial County where there was a World War II bombing range. Imperial County, California.
Love it.
I turned a deal down in Imperial County last year. I remember it. A guy called me. He's a total hippie. And he said, can you just give me $1,000 for all this property? It was like 500 acres. Do you remember that deal?
I don't even think we put it in the system.
I said, no.
Yeah.
I don't even want it if it's free.
Exactly.
You know what? We should probably start doing those deals and just give that property to like somebody who's brand new.
Maybe. So what is a good land acquisition niche specialization, Stephen?
Infill lots in a fantastic little small town.
Mm-hmm.
Like a small town in Oklahoma that's got two houses on either side and then there's an empty vacant lot for $1,000. That's a fantastic specialization. Large acreage where you could put a ranch, a working ranch, it's next to a working ranch kind of thing. Agricultural land, any kind of farmland that's a commodity, fantastic specialization. We have a few people in our group that do that.
What about cabin lots?
Vacation properties, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one you probably want to avoid. Recreation use only land. There's a lot of property in Pennsylvania that is wet. It's wetlands and it cannot be used for anything. So what they did was somebody went in and subdivided it and explained to everybody that you cannot build anything on this property, but you're welcome to most of the time park an RV here and maybe you get a little boat slip with it, but it's just recreation. You don't want that at all. It's hard to sell. Any kind of property that is unique in some way is great.
Mobiles. I love commercial home. Where you can put a commercial property that's approved for mobile. One of my favorites.
Mobiles are great. Mm-hmm. So we talked about real estate, actual real estate niches, but here's another niche that you should really consider. Buying property from dead people.
Yeah.
That is a great specialization because you have to get in there and undo a bunch of legal stuff. Undo and redo correctly a bunch of legal things. Here, the example would be a person owns a bunch of property and they have a will, and the will says, my only son or daughter gets all my stuff when I die, right? Mm-hmm. But they never ever transfer the land. It's still in their name. The person passes away and they're sitting there happily thinking, well, it's not going to be a problem for my son at all because
and it is a problem.
Because I give him, here's my will.
Right.
So he has to spend a tremendous amount of time, the son does, after the parent passes away, getting that property in his name.
Mm-hmm.
And working the estate out. So if you can specialize in that, because here's why. The son probably got, if it's a house, for sure, he got a bunch of letters already saying, do you want to sell it? Not so much with land. There's no real competition with land. But so he's got to figure this all out. And if you will come along and say, I'm happy to buy this property for, it's worth 100 grand, right? Happy to buy for $10,000. And I'll fix all these problems for you for free.
Right.
That is a great specialization. Mm-hmm. And it's not possible in some states. It's easier in some states and harder in some states based on the laws.
Mm-hmm.
It's called adverse possession. So, how you doing today, Jill?
I'm fine. You're just going off on some. I'm like, okay.
What kind of niche do you like?
I kind of talked about my niches.
You're twisting your hair like you're 12 years old. And think you're daydreaming. What are you daydreaming about right now? Can you fly? Do you have a cape? Are you like wondering?
Is that what you think I'm doing?
No, yeah, I think you're
daydreaming. Like I'm smoking something?
No. Think you're Wonder Woman.
I just wasn't sure where you were going and how far you were going to take us there. That's really what it was.
I was waiting for you to interrupt me.
Oh, I'm being polite. I am just being polite. No, I'm trying to think. I like your tangent, though, because it's not just about the property niche, but about the product niche. And what another niche is, are you going to be a terms person or a cash person? You know, think about that. And you want to, I just, at the end of the day, we've talked about this a lot. You think you're choosing your niche when really your niche is choosing you.
You nailed it.
So that's what will happen. You want to go in when you're starting buying property, having an acquisition criteria, because if you don't start with a criteria, you're constantly chasing something shiny. Every time somebody calls with something, you're trying to solve this and solve that and buy this and buy that. And then you spent a week and you didn't buy anything because none of them was your property type. And you ended up learning about all these other counties and all these other areas and all these other properties that you hadn't really started with. So in the beginning, that's the best. Start with one. Get to go in another county, get to know their property size. You know, as you're doing term, are you doing terms properties? Maybe do a few for cash. I don't know. So start expanding a little bit that way. Then you also want to start expanding not only in sizes and how you're going to do your properties, but expanding in the other areas. Maybe I want to buy two states over. Maybe I'm going to try this pipe because having a variety, you know, on your website is going to sing to somebody, and that just helps all your sales.
Right.
You don't want all the same properties, 10 of them in a row.
That's right.
How boring is that for someone to go and find?
Exactly.
So that, and then what will often happen through this whole process, you're going to realize, wow, I just figured out how to do this and over in this area. And boy, that was easy for me. And I don't think it's easy for everybody else. So I'm going to go head first into this. This is going to be my niche over here. I'm going to be the only one in Colorado that knows how to do X.
Right.
And I'm going to kill it over here.
Right.
And there you go.
Yeah.
And that's how your niche will find you.
I mean, you know enough that you are smart enough to listen to the show, and you know that real estate, there's ridiculous amounts of fortunes can be made in real estate. You already know all that.
Right.
So, having a niche, you know, taking a look at putting all your options on the table and realizing, like, some people only refuse to do a deal. They only do deals when they make 100 grand.
Yeah.
That's a niche too.
It's true.
So really spend some time on this and think about what you want. Because it will happen. The way the mail works, it will happen eventually. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to do very few deals, but very profitable ones. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to do a ton of deals, which is what we choose to do. A ton of deals with real low margins so that there's no sales issues ever.
Exactly.
But it's really worth it.
And they flip fast.
Just know this. You have complete control over your real estate career. You have more control over this than maybe almost anything.
Right.
The mail works. We all know that.
Sure does.
So have fun with it. That's what I say.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent about 15 minutes with us listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode where we discuss what your average day or what your average work day looks like. And by the way, so you've done 100 deals. Now what? That's the theme for this week.
Love it. And we answer your questions posted on our free online community found off of landacademy.com.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
Can you tell my voice is weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of us are like, my gosh.
I know. What were we thinking? Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Oh, it's going to be 8:30 tonight.
Sure, I got this. No
sleeping
problem.
In bed sleeping.
I can record tomorrow. Sure. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.